James, that brings us nicely onto the second part of the question. What do we need to be doing now to enable us to educate people in that way?
Yeah, I mean, my own work and interest is around how we're using technology in relation to learning. And I think there's a lot more that can be done in this area. Particularly, my interest is looking at how people use technology and what we might learn from behaviour patterns and use that to actually inform our interventions and teaching and learning. As I said earlier, I don't think this is a technical problem, so technology is not going to solve it in any deterministic sense, but we do need to think about how we might make smarter use of technology and perhaps use technology to inform transformation, give more voice or ownership to learners themselves to actually change their own learning and situation. And I think that will play an increasingly bigger role. And we need to start laying the ground bed of that technology now and continue to enhance what we already are doing in this area.
But when you say laying down the groundwork, if you like, for that, could you be a bit more specific in terms of learners and technology? I know we often think that learners come with all the skills and knowledge they need and how to use modern technologies and digital technologies, but...
I mean, for me, I think it's about understanding how learners engage with technologies, and that will be different for different learners and different cultures. In terms of the groundwork, I'm thinking, well, we need to understand how our pedagogy is, how our teaching may be impacted by technology. We need to understand what technology is in terms of how the learners both use it and may use it to inform their learning. So it's very much using technology perhaps as a way of understanding how technology is used by the learners.
Thanks, James. I just realised I thought you were watching it. Now.